The facilities give homeless vets a place to stay and provide substance abuse counseling, job training, and other services. The goal is to help get them into stable and permanent housing. But the program is running a deficit. In his state budget request, Governor Tony Evers sought nearly $2 million to keep centers in Chippewa Falls, Green Bay, and Union Grove afloat through 2027. The GOP-controlled legislature said no. Assistant State Veterans Administration Secretary Joey Hoey says it's disappointing.
We looked at the situation and we realized that we really only had enough money to operate one of the three sites. We picked Union Grove because that facility is in the best shape.
Hoey says his department is working to find new housing programs for the 39 veterans in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.